Let's just hold that thought for one moment. There's two minhagim as it relates to how you're supposed to say Mashiv HaRuach U'Mayrid HaGeshem. There are those that say Mashiv HaRuach U'Mayrid HaGeshem with a segel. There are others that say Mashiv HaRuach U'Mayrid HaGoshem with a kometz. Different minhagim. It's not Sfarad Ashkenaz, it's just different minhagim. There are those that say Mashiv HaRuach U'Mayrid HaGeshem, and there are those that say Mashiv HaRuach U'Mayrid HaGoshem. The truth is, Al Pi Diktuk, the right way to say it would be Mashiv HaRuach U'Mayrid HaGoshem. And the reason is, because if you have a word that can be Geshem Goshem, the rule of thumb, as it relates to Kloli HaDiktuk, is that if the word is in the middle of a sentence, it's going to be a segal, a tseri, that's the nekuda that's going to be underneath it. If it's at a soif pasik, or even by an asnachta, then it's going to be a comment. So for example, in Parshas Tazria Metzora, nega and noga, right? As if you're a balkaira, that's a big deal. So what does it depend on? The middle of the pasik, it's always nega. At the end of the pasik, it's noga. Soif pasik, or even an asnachta, where you pause, then it's always going to be a comment. So really, mashav ruach umoyrid HaGoshem. That's what it should be. That's the statement. And based on that, it should be Mashiv HaRuach U'Mayrid HaGoshem. And the truth is, there's a very, very big tumult, the Kama Kulmus in Nishtabru, to try to be Miyashiv, the Minig Yisrael, of many, which is not Mashiv HaRuach U'Mayrid HaGoshem, but rather it's Mashiv HaRuach U'Mayrid HaGoshem. Now, just parenthetically, just to digress for a moment, and it's not really a digression, but just for a moment, there's a tshuva from the Chidah, and this is in Shailah's tshuva, it's Yosef Oimitz, it's Simen Yud. The Chidah was asked to Shailah, in his time, it seems that there were many chazanim, and we know when the Chidah lived, you know, the early first generation maskilim, and the Chidah, Bishaita, was dealing with a situation where there were a group of chazanim that decided that a lot of the words that we say during davening aren't said bediktuk. And because they're not said bediktuk, so based on that, they made a big tumult, and they wanted that they should start changing words. And there was a certain sefer, it was called Yashrish Yaakov, and based on the sefer Yashrish Yaakov, that was the sefer that they used as their basis for a lot of the arguments that they made, and they basically came up with their own siddur, and a lot of chazanim started using it. And then there were chazanim that were being moicha, and they said, I don't know if they're right or wrong, we don't know chachmas adiktuk necessarily, but I know how my father davened, and how his father davened, this the Messiah. We dive in a certain way. And they asked the Chidoy, Lamdeinu Rabbeinu, what exactly are you supposed to do? Now, it's interesting. There were a few examples of words that were being discussed, but this was the main one. The main one was Nusach Sfard. When you say Kedusha on Shabbos, it's Naktishach V'Naritzach. Al Pi Diktok, it shouldn't be Naktishach V'Naritzach. It should be Nakdishcha V'Naritzcha. It's Pasha. It's not Nakdishach V'Naritzach. And this was the big one that they were making a big tumult about. And they wanted a change. It shouldn't be Nakdishach V'Naritzach. It should be Nakdishcha V'Naritzcha. The truth is, Nusach Ashkenaz says Naritzcha V'Nakdishcha, I think. But the point is, instead of Nakdishach V'Naritzach, they wanted to be Nakdishcha V'Naritzcha. Which again, based on Kolei, talking to the Eibishto, it's Nakdishcha V'Naritzcha. And it shouldn't be Nakdishach V'Naritzach. So this was the big tumult. And the bottom line is, the Chizdah said a few things. One thing the Chizdah said, quoted a Beis Yosef in his Afkas Ruchel, one of his truvas, and he said, we're not medactic so much when it comes to diktuk and tefillah. Even though it's a chiddush, you would think, if not for tefillah, when then would you be medactic? But that's what the Chidah said. Well, you don't have to be medactic so much, and as a result, in and of itself, because of the fact that the diktuk is maybe a certain way, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. But he says, besides, he says, said the Chidah, we know the Chidah traveled the world. He was a Shadar, and Kiyadui traveled the world. And he writes that the Eidusi, Ki Be'ira Kodesh Yerushalayim, Shom Hayrasi V'Leidasi. I grew up in Yerushalayim. Not just that, later I moved to Chevron. From Chevron, I was in Mitzrayim. From there, I went to Kustandina. I was in Izmir. I was in Tunis. He refers to it as Masa Machazia. He said, I traveled all the lands of Italy. I was in Amsterdam. I was in so many Kehilas HaKodesh. I saw their Sidurim. I heard their Balei Tefillah. They all said, Nakdishach V'Naritzach. So he says, you're going to tell me there's no Pshat in that? You're going to tell me there's no Messiah? He says, I don't know, it's wrong. It's Nakdishcha V'Naritzcha. It's not Nakdishcha V'Naritzcha. But at the same time, there has to be a Pshat. So he says, to go ahead and be Mezalzel and Messiah, how could you be Mezalzel? He says one line. He says that we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim Daf Samech Vav Amaveh, a Gemara that we talk about a lot, but the Gemara says that there was a big tumult by the Bnei Beseira.
We learned a little bit. We had Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. Right, but the B'nai Beseira, there was a big shaila. If Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos, you're supposed to bring the Karban Pesach, you're not supposed to bring the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara says they didn't know. And then Hillel Azakin came, and Hillel came, and he told them, oh, you're supposed to bring the Karban Pesach. He told them the drasha. And not only are you supposed to bring the Karban Pesach, he gave them a whole Musa Shmuz, but then they had a whole shaila with the knife. So Hillel Azakin told the B'nai Beseira, he said, Hanach lehem li Yisrael. Listen to this. Shem enum neviim heim, B'nai neviim heim. He said, because the B'nai Yisrael, if they're not neviim, they're B'nai neviim. And being that they're B'nai neviim, Psochem Samach Vavam and Aleph, let's just see what they do. And the Gemara learned a lot of halachas from what they did. They waited the next day. They saw Pashat. The Yid woke up in the morning. Vasadar Gatan. What was his knee-jerk reaction? And whatever that was, it was considered Nevuah. So he says, the Chida, Al-Kain. This is such a powerful line, tucked away in this tshuva. Kol davar shehu murgo befiat sibur, ro'i lismach olav ki'ilu heim divrei navi. That's the takeaway from that Gemara. That Gemara is hafachba vafachba de kulaba. The Kama Hilchasa Gvarta Ikola Mishma Mehay Uvdol, says the Chida. But says the Chida, you know what you see? You see that when the Tzibur does something, Roy Lismach Olav Ki'ilam Divrei Navi. That's what Hillel said. Hanach Lem Li Yisrael, Shem Einam Nevi'im Heim B'nei Nevi'im Heim. It's not just a good line, not just like a Geshmaka Zog. It's the way it is. It's Divrei Nevi'os. So that means it's as if a Navi was standing here and a Navi was saying that it's not Kdishach V'naritzach. Why? He says, maybe I'll Pisoid. I don't know. It's true. Not Al Pidiktok. But there must be some Cheshvin. And then he said afterwards, Va'al Eila Ani Baychiyah, Al Dar Yassim, Shemenichim Ha'iker, V'loikchem HaTafel. He says, unfortunately, this Dar is a Dar Yassim. They're getting so excited about the Iker and about the Tafel, and they're forgetting about the Iker. U'befiyem Yeiratzu, Sheheim Yadu Mashal Yadu HaKadmoinim. And he said, they actually have the audacity to think that they know better than the Free of the Gedairus. V'chol Yisrael Tayim. Says the Chida. They think that all the Yidden are making a mistake, but they know the truth. The Libi Boyer Be'esh, said the Chida. My heart is burning like a fire. The Holach Bitsaros. The Ulam Da Konoze Yatsen. And then he says a whole bunch of Lashainas about this Dar. But he says all of a sudden there were a group of people, they decided they know Diktok, we know the truth. Now what the Rambam knew and what the Bali Tosfos knew and what all the Kadmonim knew, and now they didn't know what they were doing. We in the Ramami Fano, right? Think about who was in Italy and who was in Amsterdam and who was in all these cities that he quoted. The Gedoyle Yoylam. That whole concept is just to him. But either way, this is the Chida, where the Chida already talked about Diktuk when it comes to Tefillah. And he already said that, you know, as it relates to this, there's another interesting tshuva also from the Sfardish world. And this is from the Ben Ishchai. It's in the Shailos Tshuvas Rav Palim. And it's tshuva Chaf He, where the Ben Ishchai was asked a question that's very similar to what we're talking about. And that is, Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu Melech HaOlam, Boirei Pri HaGofen U'Boirei Pri HaGefen. So, Minig Ashkenaz is to say Boirei Pri HaGofen, but the Sfardim say Boirei Pri HaGefen. And the Ben Ishchai was asked this question, it's not HaGefen, it should be HaGofen, because it's a Soif Pasuk. If it's a Soif Pasuk, it's like an Asnachta, it should be with a Kometz. Why is it with a Segel? So he wrote a whole tshuva, and he quotes the Chida in this tshuva, but he wrote a whole tshuva about this whole idea, and he says, is even though there's a rule of Soif Pasuk in the middle of a Pasuk, he brings Rayas, he varfs Tanach, does the Ben Ishchai, and he has different rayas where you see it's a cloud, but there's exceptions to the rule. So the fact that you would have a pasuk that would be like that, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. And then he says that obviously there's a reason why the minig of some is to say gefen, and he says he thinks the reason is because in the Shiva Saminim, when it says in the Torah, Eretz Chita Sa'ira, it's gefen, and he brings from Darizal, he has a whole chart here, he makes a whole different Kabbalah over here, what gefen means based on Dari. So maybe when we say Bayri Pri, we want to say HaGefen based on Soydis. But the bottom line is, this was a big Shiloh. This was a very, very big Shiloh. And really, at first glance, you're right. Really, in Diktuk, it should be Mashav Ruach Umayrid HaGoshem. But at the same time, there is merit to Mashav Ruach Umayrid HaGeshem. Merit based on the fact that this is a Messiah, and if this is the Messiah, like the Chida said, and like the Ben Ishchai said in his Rav Palim, that there's Ayidus, and sometimes when it comes to Tfilas, we say Naktishach v'naritzach, even though it should be Naktishach v'naritzach, so no, you could say Mashav Ruach Merit Hageshem, even though it's an Asnachta, even though it's a Seif Pasek. But Rabbi Eliezer Spicer, on Shabbos, I was discussing this with him, he showed me a beautiful Maramachim, and that is in the Sefer Mishulchan Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch.
from Rebbe Yubaruch Finkel, the Meir Rosh Yeshiva, and he said something beautiful. So he said, as it relates to this whole tumult and this whole shaila, is it Mashav Ruach Umayr Da Geshem, or is it Mashav Ruach Umayr Da Goshem? And the kasha is, it should be Goshem. So how do you understand the minig of Geshem? See, he said, Yesh Loimar, maybe it's totally in this Reb Chaim. And maybe both rate bites are really wrapped in one and the Tali Zebazah. Why? If you hold the Mashav Ruach Amor Dageshem, it's like Niala V'yavoy. It's the Me'en Amor. It's just something that you mention during certain times of the year. It's not part of the Shemayna Esrei. It's its Egen Azach. It's its own unit. It's its own entity. So what is that unit? It's Mashav HaRuach Umorid HaGoshem. Because that's a Soif Basuk. So if that's the Soif Basuk, that's what you would say. But Reb Chaim was Mechadesh that it's not a separate line that you just mentioned during Shemayna Esrei, like you do on Rosh Chodesh with Yalav Yavai. But during this time of year, Mashav Ruach Umayr Dageshem becomes part of the Shemayna Esrei. So if it's part of the Shemayna Esrei, this is the way you read it. Mashav Ruach Umayr Dageshem, Mechal Kol Chayim Bechesed, Mechayim Meisim Berachim Rabim. It's one long hemshech. If it's one long hemshech, then how do you know where you're supposed to stop? And maybe Mashav Ruach Umayr Dageshem was never really meant to be an asnachta. Maybe it's still a middle of what you're saying, and if it's the middle of the verse, then you could say Mashav Ruach Umayr Dageshem. So if it's its own entity, then of course it's a Soif Pasach. So then based on the Klolim of Diktuk, it would be Mashav Ruach Umayr Dageshem. But said Rebbe Yubaruch, that maybe really it's not, like Reb Chaim was Mechadish, the Mashav Ruach Umayr Dageshem is really part and parcel of the Nusach of the Shemayna Esrei, right? So maybe it's Mashav Ruach Umayr Dageshem, Mechal Kachayim Bechazen, maybe it's not a Soif Pasach, and maybe it's not even an Asnachta. And if it's not even an Asnachta, it's a middle of one long statement that we're making. It's part of the Mechal Kol Chayim. So if that's what it is, so maybe even based on the Kloli Adiktuk, it would be able to be Geshem, not Goshem. Incidentally, the Chassidish Sfarim say that the reason we say Mashav Ruach Umayr Da Geshem is because Geshem has the same Nekudas. It's two segals. It's the same Nekudas as Chesed. Chesed is Geshem. As opposed to Goshem has the Nekudas of Moves. And that's why all the Chassidish Sfarim say that there was a minig that say Mashav Ruach Umayrid HaGeshem, to be Ma'ayrid, that the Geshem, the Parnaso, should be Birchas Hashem Hi Ta'asher V'lo Yosef Etzavimo, as opposed to saying Goshem, so that the Geshem and the Parnaso should end up being Moves, it should be Yesh Oysha Shom of Lebail of Lura. And that's why in Mashav Ruach Umayrid HaGeshem, which is a Haskara of Parnaso, Psichol Geshem is a big deal, right? It's a Haskara for Parnasa. It's a Haskara for Parnasa. So we dafke use the Nekudos. We use the Nekudos of Chesed to be Ma'orer, that we should be Zoicha to Mashav Ruach Umayr Dageshem. We should be Zoicha to Parnasa. But it should be Parnasa with Hashpoyes Toivis. It should be Parnasa of Chesed.